The poem is written and performed by Tahir Adil, and the marsha is by Ahmed Virji and Sajjad Jaffer. The maktam is performed by Voices of Passion and Sajjad Jaffer. Death of Ali Asghar.
Before I start, tonight is my final night. I just wanted to thank you all for welcoming me to recite poetry and mourn the heroes of Karbala. This poem is about Ali Asghar. Nothing was more powerful and heart-wrenching. Nothing is more heart-wrenching than seeing your infant in a state of pain. And nothing was more disturbing on the day of Ashura when Imam Hussein lifted his infant towards the skies and said, "My son cried and cooed in thirst. My son cried and cooed in thirst, tears so dry and coos so cursed. My son cried and cooed in thirst, tears so dry and coos so cursed. My son so precious, nothing would reimburse. O Ali Al-Asghar, for Ismail Zamzam burst. If this here land was water, I'd dive head first. If my blood was water, I'd surely disperse. But the world has dried on your tiny tongue. But the world has dried at the very tip of your tiny tongue, and the enemy hearts have been caught in its drought. O Ali Al-Asghar, Hajar moved from Mount Marwa to Mount Safa to quench the thirst of her child. I sent my own mountain Abbas to the river and back to quench your own thirst. I sent my own mountain Abbas from the river to his death to quench your thirst. Who is more worthy of a drop of water? I cradle you in my arms, your face a picture of beauty. I cradle you in my arms, your face a picture of beauty. Your presence made me forget all that surround me. I counted your heartbeats as they began to slowly speak to me and felt your warmth drop until your skin shivered against me. Face to face with Yazid's army, your lips are drying. This child has done you no harm, I was crying. You smiled as if you knew. You smiled as if you knew, moved your dry tongue over your dried lips. My heart is frying. You remained smiling as if you are kissing martyrdom with your miniature lips. And then your throat ceased to exist. Your neck was once soft and now has a three-headed arrow plunged in. And my heart, once light, now full to the brim. My son cried and cooed in thirst, tears so dry and coo so cursed. Afalhamal salla ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad salawat. کربلا کی کربلا کی فضا میں اب تک ایک دکھیاری ماں کی صدا ہے کربلا تیرے اس حلقے بن میں لال میرا کہیں کھو گیا ہے کربلا کی فضا میں اب تک ایک دکھیاری ماں کی صدا ہے تو اگر روٹ جائے گا جانی کیسے ہوگی بسر زندگانی پاس کوئی نہیں ہے نشانی تیرا جھولا بھی اب جل چکا ہے کربلا کی فضا میں اب تک एक दुखियारी माँ की सदा है। किसको मैं लाल कह के बुलाऊं, किसको सीने से अपने लगाऊं। लोरिया दे के किसको सुलाऊं, हाय हाय असगर मेरा खो गया है। करबला की फिजाओं में अब तक एक दुखियारी माँ की सदा है। इस कदर से जमी तुझको भाई, याद भी तुझको मनाई। दे रहा है दो दागे जुदाई, बोलो असगर मेरी क्या खता है। करबला की फिजाओं में अब तक एक दुखियारी माँ की सदा है। है न कासिम न अब्बास अकबर, लौट के तू भी आया न असगर। हो गए हक पर कुर्बान सरवर, है हाय जीने में अब क्या मजा है। करबला तेरे इस के बन में लाल मेरा कहीं खो गया है। हो न दिल टुकड़े टुकड़े किसी का, यूं मुकद्दर न बिगड़े किसी का। इस तरह घर न उजड़े किसी का, जैसे तारा जिए घर हुआ है। करबला की फिजाओं में अब तक एक दुखियारी माँ की सदा है। करबला तेरे इस के बन में लाल मेरा कहीं खो गया है। है लाल मेरा कहीं खो गया है। है लाल मेरा कहीं खो गया है। सलावत।
Imam Hussein was seated in front of the tent. He brought his son Abdullah, who was just a baby, and sat him on his knee. One of the members of the Asad tribe, it was either Humala bin Kahil or Hani bin Thabait Hadrami, then fired an arrow towards Imam Hussein. The arrow smashed into Abdullah, killing him instantly. Blood gushed from the wound, but Imam Hussein caught the child's blood in the palm of his hand. When his palm was full, he poured the blood onto the ground and said,
O Allah, if it is your decree not to send your help from the heavens, if it is not your decree to send your help from the heavens, then let it be, because your purpose is better than my immediate need. Take revenge for us against these people who have oppressed us. O Allah, judge us between a people who invited us, gave us promises of support, and then turned against us. and killed us.
Distraught and exhausted, Imam Hussein reluctantly carried the child towards a tent where Abdullah's mother was waiting.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. 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 Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
He laid him with the other members of the family who had been killed, but this time it was no warrior, it was the baby Ali Asghar.
Hush, little baby, just sleep in my arms. Your mother is watching with tears in her eyes. Oh, hush, little baby, just sleep in my arms. Your mother is watching with tears in her eyes. I can't bear to see the look on her face. I can't bear to see her shocked in that state. I can't bear to see her break down and cry. I can't bear to see those tears in her eyes. Oh, hush, little baby, just sleep in my arms. Your mother is watching with tears in her eyes. Your mother was sure that they'd quench your thirst. Your mother was sure that they'd show remorse. Your mother was sure you'd safely return, that she'd hold you and rock you and see your sweet smile. Oh, hush, little baby, just sleep in my arms. Your mom. Oh, hush, little baby, just sleep in my arms. Your mother is watching with tears in her eyes. I could feel your heart beating next to mine. I could feel your breath warm the back of my arm. I could feel your hand squeeze tight round my thumb, and then fall back and loosen when that arrow had come. Oh, hush, little baby, just sleep in my arms. Your mother is watching with tears in her eyes. Oh, my child, close your eyes, for heaven awaits. Oh, my child, I don't know how much more I can take. Oh, my child, my beloved, the apple of my eye, I will always remember your sweet little smile. Oh, my child, my beloved, the apple of my eye, I will always remember your sweet little smile. Oh, hush, little baby, just sleep in my arms. Your mother is watching with tears in her eyes. Oh, hush, little baby.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Salawatullah.
Death of Hazrat Abbas.
I've heard many stories whispered by passing tongues that cannot stop, and I've read many books written in ink that cannot fade, stories of great men, of legends and myths alike, but none have entranced me the way one man has. This man was a seed sown by Ali to adorn the fragrant garden of his household. This man was born from the womb of an equally heroic woman. This man was a hero, and if heroes were pillars, we'd all be resting in his shadow. This man was an immaculate specimen of his father, but he did not need his father's double-edged sword to be great, for his double helix DNA moved him like the shadow of Ali in battle and raised him like a moon in the cascades of darkness, so much so he was called the Hashemite moon, Qamar Bani Hashim. But what makes heroes eternal is the legacy they leave behind. And this man used death itself to write his very own. Just as how the sun does not fail to rise for us, and four seasons in a year does not surprise us with autumn leaves falling gracefully to the ground around us, and the spring bearing fruits for us, just like the consistent nature of clockwork, Abbas too will welcome us annually, because eternity fell in love with his broken heart, just as we fell in love with his punctured pride, just as the ground fell in love with his bleeding hands, and the skies reddened in awe of the collapsing darkness of his eyes, while the angels hovered down in remembrance of his thirsty tongue, as if it was yesterday. As if it was yesterday, with water trapped between the closings of his fingers and his mind trapped between Zainab and Sukaina, he threw the water away, questioning, how can a mountain drink from the clouds when the sun is out of sight? He threw the water away in defiance, and concluded life on the lap of his very own brother, asking for forgiveness. He goes, "Forgive me, O Master, forgive me, O Master, that I cannot see you. For when the water quenched my eyes, an arrow took them away. Forgive me that I cannot see you. For when the water quenched my eyes, an arrow took them away. Forgive me that I cannot hold you. For when the water cooled my palms, the swords upon them prayed. Forgive me that I cannot protect you. When I cried, Ya Nafs min ba'd Hussein, Huni, my soul surrendered to fate, because it would rather die on your lip, on your lap, than see your severed head on mine, although I take the reverse." And for that, ladies and gentlemen, the Emperor of the Heart, Hussein, shall not accept a visitor without visiting his brother the same. The Emperor of the Heart, Hussein, shall not rule an empire void of knowing his brother, the Prince of Selflessness, Abbas. أفلح من صلى على محمد وآل محمد.
Hussein's thirst became severe, and he set off towards the river Euphrates. In front of him was his brother Abbas. But the cavalry of Ibn Sa'd blocked his route. Among these was a man from the Banu Darim who shouted to his fellow soldiers,
"Prevent him from getting to the Euphrates. Don't let him get water."
"O Allah, the thirst rages inside me."
The Darimi was angered and shot an arrow at him, which lodged into his throat. Al-Hussein pulled out the arrow and held his hand below his throat. Both his palms were filled with blood, which he shook away and said,
"O Allah, look at what is being done to the son of the daughter of your Prophet of Allah."
Then he returned to his position while his thirst had become even more severe. Meanwhile, the people had surrounded Abbas and cut him off from Hussein. Single-handedly, Abbas began to attack and was soon covered in wounds, not being able to move. It was then that Zayd al-Hanafi and Hakim al-Shabsi attacked and eventually killed Abbas. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.